Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
And we're talking about 1 to 15 years in a Utah state prison if convicted on, she is convicted on all these charges, she's pleading guilty. 1 to 15 years on all of these. What do you think this is going to land at per count on this when the judge does make a decision?
I think that the overall sentence, like my guess is that she'll probably get between 5 and 7 years. Like, I don't think that really? The judge will total. Yeah. I mean, she's got no, you have to look at the totality of the circumstances. She's got no background. She's got no criminal history, which is a big factor. You know, you have to look at, thankfully, the kids at least physically weren't irreparably harmed. You know, I mean, in terms of the psychological damage, that's a whole different thing. But, you know, when you're kind of looking at, you know, she didn't murder the kids, you know, as much as we are disgusted by what she did, you have to put it into perspective of, you know, they're not going to give her a sentence that's going to, you know, be longer than that of which a murderer would be sentenced to, you know. So,
I mean, there's a potential here for up to 60 years if we do the math of 15 right. times 4, which I think that's great. She'd be about 100 if she got out of it all sat right. there. But, I mean, that's what's just so frustrating to me on something like this. No, she didn't murder them, but the damage that she did to those kids, and I'm not trying to be crass or cruel or horrible here, but at some point in their life, they may look at this and go, I wish I was dead because of the mental cruelty and the trauma and the hell that they're going to have to go through to try and become whole again and figure out what the hell mommy did to us and put that all together. I don't see why there should be any leniency on something like this. This is like, yeah, give her everything. Keep her locked away. Keep her away from kids. Keep her away from human beings. She's evil.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be that type of sentence. That's what I've got. That's just based on experience. So I'm trying to prepare you now so that you're not grossly disappointed. And this isn't me saying that I think that's what she deserves. Mm-hmm. This is me just evaluating what I think that she'll probably end up getting in that range. Yeah. Would I be shocked if she goes in for 10? No. Yeah. You know, I just, my gut kind of feels like it'll land in that 5 to 7 year range.
Sure.
You know, where she'll do all the time or at least 85% of it. So, you know, and the other part of it is, which is very interesting, is that she is part of the plea agreement. She has to testify against Jody. Mm-hmm. Now, that's going to be a factor, you know, because I don't know, like we've heard Jody's family come out in terms of what a kind of a monster she is and that this is what she does. If Ruby was in such a mindset that once this woman got her claws into her, that she was very kind of malleable and like she was able to really kind of get in her head and she was running the game. And, you know, I mean, like you still fall back on, well, this is mom. Like, where's that mama bear instinct? Like, why? Like, what? Like, at what point is like she going to realize enough is enough? This woman's like off her, you know what I mean? Like that didn't seem to happen until Ruby was arrested and they got her away from her, you know? Cause like, that's when she has her come to Jesus moment where, you know, she says, well, yeah, like once I got away from her and I was able to clearly think, I then saw what the heck was going on here. And you know, and it was like, you know what I mean? They're like,
yeah,
psychologically, there's an aspect of what was going on with Ruby Frank that we don't know either. Yeah. I'm not saying it's an excuse,
no,
but you know, I mean, we see people that aren't strong minded, that are very susceptible to powerful suggestion from people that are overbearing, you know, and I mean, we just don't know that part of the story. And you know who does is the state. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, the state knows both sides of what's going on here. So we have to trust in terms of, you know, what the knowledge that they have from both, I'm sure, statements from Ruby, I'm sure statements from Jody, from witnesses that they've spoken to, that there could be a very strong indication that they felt that Jody might even be more complicit in terms of what was happening with those kids than, believe it or not, than Ruby, their own mother.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like they're like, if this was just Ruby and Jody didn't exist, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Throw her ass away, you know, get her in prison and let her rot there.
Yeah.
With this other factor of it, and just, I mean, like, how many like cult type things do we have to see in the world to know that it's a real thing? Like, where you see people that are normal, that are educated, that get sucked into these things where you're just like, you're sitting there watching, you're like, my man, like, there's no circumstance under like that I would ever get sucked into this. And yet it happens. It happens to normal people. But to, you know, like, and that's all yet to be seen. But I'm just saying that there's a lot of factors. It's a horrifying and complicated case. And, you know, to go back to the kids, and it's even more than that. You know, it's not just the abuse that psychologically may have damaged them. It's that, you know, like, they have their entire childhood, or like a large portion of their childhood, where they're like on.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're on camera, they have to be performing. And it's like, we've seen enough from like childhood actors. And even though this was a reality show, the reality of that is that, you know, there's a lot of acting involved, and that they have to be acting in a way that they might normally not be acting if it was just you or I sitting around our house with our kids. And, you know, we've seen the effect of that has on child actors. I mean, how many like children actors have we seen that were in big TV shows and, you know, just kind of went through like hell, you know, from that, like, that whole thing. And this was even more intense because they were never off duty.
Yeah. And it's, this is real life. It wasn't going into a set. It wasn't going into a scripted anything. This is, I mean, the person who's making the script here is Ruby Frankie. And Jody Hildebrand, and their script is straight out of hell. I mean,
exactly.
When we're talking about Jody Hildebrand, because we still, as of our recording right now, have not seen if she's going to plea, if she's going to take this actually to court. Do you think, I mean, is this just the tip of the iceberg? Are we going to see far worse accusations against Jody Hildebrand?
That's what I'm thinking, man. Because that's what I mean. Like, when the state... When I was talking about the state knows the story.
Yeah.
And for them to approach Ruby and say, look, we're willing to make a deal with you here, but we need you to testify against Jody. It speaks volumes. You know what I mean? In terms of the state's mindset, like this, it tells me that the state thinks that Jody was kind of the ringleader of this thing. And that, you know, Ruby was just like incapable of being able to stave Jody off in terms of what Jody was saying. Like, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to do it. I'm telling you that, you know what I mean? And like, so I think that the state understands that. So yeah, I think that there's going to be, I think it's going to be pretty intense if we even get to a trial.
I don't know that we will. I'm going to guess. What do you think is going to end in a trial or another plea agreement with Jody?
It depends on what the offer is to Jody.
Yeah.
You know, like, if they think that she is the bigger of the two culprits, because I mean, like, frankly, without having it gone to trial, we don't know if it was Ruby, in fact, or if it was Jody that was administering the punishments. I mean, they were like a little tag team, like, in Jody out of the two certainly seems to be more brutish. So it's like we don't know that part of it. And I think that if it does go to trial, Jody obviously at this point knows that Ruby's turned state evidence, you know, so she's going to be coming in with the dirt, whatever that may be.
Yeah.
And ultimately, it's going to be a question of who do you believe? Do you believe the mother of six, who for, you know, all intents and purposes, you know, loved her kids, lost her way completely, you know, and like, there's just so many like facets to this thing. It's like when she starts this YouTube channel, you know, she probably was like, had no idea she was going to have over, you know, 2 million subs. You know, you get an ego, you know, it changes who you are fundamentally. Money becomes involved and injected into it. You know, I mean, they're making like a ton of dough on that thing. And, you know, like, so all these things kind of like culminate and it ends up, you know, where Jody inserts herself into the situation and like seems to take control of it in like in a way that I don't know that it existed initially. You know what I'm saying? And of course, you know, the victims in it all are the kids who were all along, you know, really forced to do something that they probably had zero choice in whether or not they wanted to participate.
Yeah.
You know, it goes to your earlier point, like the psychological damage goes way beyond just the abuse that we're hearing about.
Yeah.
You got to look at it from the beginning.
Yeah.
Like if I were trying to put like, as much as my 11-year-olds, my daughter Scarlett's a ham, like she jumps on my lives all the time, but that's a whole different thing than me telling her she's got to be on all the time.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
100%.
Like it's just a whole different thing. So I anticipate, I hope it goes to trial because I'd like to hear the whole story, you know, and if it doesn't, you know, we'll get that same type of thing, like a stipulation of facts that would have been introduced to trial. You're not getting the full story. I mean, you're getting a version of what would have come out. So
yeah, the damage has been done. It's just what a shocking story.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.